This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off, yay, on Reinvention Radio. Hi, Mary Gollet.
Hello.
Richie Ote.
What's up, baby?
And we're holding it down in the studio because I've got it under control back home, and I'm Steve Ulscher hanging out with you. Thank you so much for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition here of Reinvention Radio. And don't forget, you can join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific at reinventionradio.com. And we'd love to have you join in the conversation. If you ever choose to join us live and you want to actually literally, and not even figuratively, but I mean literally join the conversation, you can call us. And that's 866-977-2346. So 866-977-2346. And if you're listening live right now, you are more than welcome, of course, to join the conversation, and we would love to have you. All right, lots going on in the world, and we've got a shortened sound off here. Just a little bit of a different schedule here on this Thursday. So, yeah, we've got a little less time to sound off, but I think that's A-okay. All right, so a few different things that I wanted to chat about today. And first and foremost, let me ask you this, because as you guys know, I like my studies. I like seeing the different studies that are out there and seeing what people are talking about. And it's interesting to see how one study oftentimes contradicts a study on the exact same subject simply because of the company or the sponsor who just said, hey, you know, let's go out and create the study. So,
well, if you're trying to truly prove the hypothesis,
yes,
you're supposed to take other studies.
You're supposed to do it that way.
Yeah.
All right.
You're supposed to have that.
All right. So here's what's really interesting. So let me ask you this. So on a scale of 1 to 10, Mary Gollet, do you consider yourself to be a happy person? And if so, where are you at on that scale of 1 to 10?
Happy.
Happy. Yeah. On a happiness scale. The happiness scale.
I don't know. 9.
That's super happy.
I mean, I'm content. I have... You know, there's always icky stuff coming and going in and out of your life. But mm-hmm. overall, I consider yeah. myself to be a happy person.
Okay. All right. Richie, scale of 1 to 10, happiness scale. Where do you think you're at? Not consistently. Like, I mean, that's hard. Like you said, there's things coming in, coming out. But on a consistent basis, where do you think you're at, happiness scale 1 to 10?
I'm a 9 for sure.
A 9 for sure. Like even maybe a 9 and change perhaps, yeah. like a 9.3.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you're talking about a guy right. who's writing a book on happiness too. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I got you. All right, wait. Are you there, my man? Well, yeah, you are there. You are there. Okay, so.
I've got the 0.5 that Rich isn't.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, you are 0.5. So you like, there's the starting line, and Wade's behind the starting line.
Well, I try to find bliss in the existence that happens every day. However, I sometimes get bogged down in all the stuff in our brains. Mm-hmm. So I would say, let's say 7.
Let's say 7. Okay, 7 is reasonable. 7 is reasonable. I don't know where I'm at on the scale. I don't know. I think if I had to throw a number, and I think generally speaking, I'm probably in the 6 point something range. That's where I'd give myself.
And what about Lena?
She's in the 6 point something range too.
Really?
So we're very compatible. You can't have a relationship where like one person is like a 10
and
one's
a
2. Like that doesn't work. So you're both gonna end up just like, being basically a 6, which is where we are. So there you go. So I think maybe my wife started out as a 10.
And you brought her
and
down.
I brought her down to a 6. But the good news is I started out as a 2.
She brought
and
you
she
up.
Brought me up to a 6. So that worked out really well. I'm,
oh,
that's,
brother.
Yeah, I think that worked out well for me. So actually, as a matter of fact, this July, we are celebrating 20 years. 20 years of marriage. Not
awesome.
Just being together, but marriage.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's and why do we say those things? I mean, like literally, like why you never go to an event and like there's a speaker and there's a big crowd and the guy or the gal talks about how long they've been married and like I don't know what the threshold is. I think the threshold is probably like 15. Like if you've been married for 10 years, it's like yeah, it's like that's what I tell I have I think
it's a commitment thing. I think people just look at you. It's almost like an author. They're just like, yeah, you're willing to sit through a painful body of work.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll sit through that for 20 years. And I don't mean it like
painful body of work.
And it doesn't mean
that. Congratulations on suffering through that painful body of work. Excellent job.
You stuck to stick-to-itness.
Stick-to-itness. We applaud your – I don't know what exactly we're applauding. But
well, because, I mean, sometimes people get a divorce and,
yes.
and everybody – might have known that person was the two.
Mm-hmm.
But no one goes, you know, hey, I got a divorce last month. Like, yeah, good for you, buddy. Like,
yeah.
But they should sometimes
yeah.
for that person.
Well, and sometimes it is, you know, people are certainly better off as a result of it. But I just find it really fascinating that whenever there are, you know, crowds of people and somebody's speaking or whatever and they talk about how they've been married for an extended period of time, people stand up and they applaud. It's like, geez, you know, I mean,
well,
aren't you supposed to do that?
We have a 2-year anniversary with the show.
It's more than that, isn't it?
Well, the four of us here and Kelly.
Yeah.
Right? That's got to be over 2 years
now. It was April or May. It was when we did the first show together.
In 2015?
Was it?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, something
April?
Like that. April, maybe. I thought we were past 2 years. Kelly can tell us. But and then Richie jumped in. Okay, so
pretty
maybe
much,
with yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe
I started coming in periscoping around now.
Yeah,
a little earlier,
maybe around May 2015, something like that. So okay, so we maybe just be right on 2 years.
So we have a 2-year anniversary.
So we have our own 2-year anniversary, which is awesome. But you know, but I do think it's funny. It's like when you have friends and you see them and you know where they are on the happiness scale or whatever. It's like you know, okay, look, if you're a single person, if you're not like on the higher end of that happiness scale, when you have no one else to worry about but yourself. I got to kind of like sit there and go like, why? Like, you know, what's going on here? Because, you know, once you introduce other people into the equation, well, now you got to really start thinking about their needs and making sure that they have what they need in order to have a fulfilling, happy life, right?
So what made you think of this?
Yes, thank you, Mary Goulet. So I got to thinking about this because Amerisleep did a study about happiness and as it relates to sleep. And so interestingly enough, there are conflicting stories and conflicting studies, and we've talked about this before, but I thought this was a really interesting study that they just did talking about what makes people happy and how it correlates to the amount of sleep that you get. So if you had to guess, and it's pretty interesting how there's like a perfectly happy, like on the scale of hours of sleep, like, you know, 0 to 12 hours of sleep, whatever it is.
Okay.
There's a sweet spot on that scale of what makes someone perfectly happy. So you know what makes people somewhat happy on the scale? How many hours of sleep per night do you think makes someone somewhat happy on a consistent basis? What would you guess?
5 hours.
5 hours, somewhat happy. What do you think, Richie?
I don't know, but if it was on a Casper mattress.
ReinventionRadio.com/Casper. Yeah, right? So there you go, which of course they're not a sponsor, but now they are. So that's awesome,
unofficial
right?
Unofficial sponsor.
On a Casper mattress. ReinventionRadio.com/Casper. Kelly, set that up, please. Yes. So what do you think?
Amount of sleep?
Number of hours of sleep to make someone somewhat happy.
6.5.
Okay. So 6.9.
Oh,
evidently
wow.
Is that number. I don't know how they figured these things out. What about mostly happy? What do you think that number has to be for someone to be mostly happy based on
Eight
the hours,
hours
of sleep? What do you think, Rich?
7.4.
Closer, 7.
Oh,
so,
my Lord.
So 6.9 to 7.
You read the study.
You read the study. All right. And then to be perfectly happy, what do you think? Perfectly happy, according to Amerisleep in this study, how many hours of sleep do you think that you need?
8.
Give me fractions. Like
8.2.
All right. What do you think?
8.5.
Okay, so 7.1. So there you go.
Well, wait
so the
a minute.
Difference
That's
between
backwards.
So the difference between somewhat happy at 6.9 and mostly happy at 7 is a jump to perfectly happy at 7.1. So there you go. So
That's
from the Reinvention
need.
Radio crew to you, we wish you 7.0 hours of sleep tonight, mm-hmm. And then you will
That's
wake
hilarious.
Up and be perfectly happy. So there you go. All right, my friends.
You
well, you learn something new here every day on Reinvention Radio. We'll talk to you guys next time. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come.
that person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.